I realised I want to live. It's not that I actively want to die, usually. Well, not most of the time. But generally I feel somewhere between indifferent and ambivalent about being alive. Sometimes you have to face something directly to know how you feel about it, really. We began with a long-promised cock-sucking session. Cock worship would be more accurate, though. There's a kind of meditative state that I only seem able to achieve with a cock in my mouth. I licked and sucked and nuzzled and choked and felt tremors of excitement when you would moan occasionally. Time passed. 1.5 hours, you would tell me later. I had no idea. There was only your cock for me. Despite its attractive purple colour, I felt a visceral chill when you took out the noose. I knew this would happen, of course, a plan long in the making, although I had had very little to do with the planning, really. Later on, you explained all the safety features and fallbacks you had worked hard to put in place. At the time, all I knew was that it would tighten if pulled, and I would not be able to loosen it on my own. I was stretched just a little taller than comfortable. I suppose the comfort of the hangee isn't really a concern in these situations, but I knew that this slight discomfort was intentional on your part, as was the fear induced by your gloves. Being beaten by hand is so intimate. Or rather, hand and fist and knee and elbow. Each blow landing precisely on top of the last until the bruising is deep and unavoidable. Your first punch to my face was a genuine shock, far harder than I anticipated, and combined with a kind of gleeful intensity that warned me that while you had literally put them on for this purpose, figuratively, this time the gloves were off. As you circled my body, each impact forced me off balance just a little further, and the rope around my neck just a little tighter. I might die, I realised. And in that moment, I knew also that I didn't want to. It's a powerful thing to feel your life is in someone else's hands. I trusted you not to kill me, but I was more aware than I have ever been that you could have done so if you wanted to. When you finally took me down and pushed me onto the bed, all I wanted was to curl up and be held. You did hold me, but again my comfort was not paramount. Forcing your cock into my ass hurt more than any of the earlier violence, though this too is intimate. My whole world was pain, inside and outside my body. And you, as you pounded into me with greater and greater force and speed, I held on to those two thoughts. I want to live. And I want to please you. I am grateful that this time, at least, they were compatible. And for this gift you have given me.